Well, you, a few days ago, announced a scam alert program with Kroger and AARP, and I understand a whole lot of other partner organizations. Would you tell us about that?
Well, I could not be more excited to launch scam alerts from the Attorney General's office. What this is a transformational tool where we can, for the first time, directly communicate information on new scams via text or email to Kentuckians all across the Commonwealth. All you have to do is text KYOAG scam to GOV311, that's 468-311, or you can get on our website, which is ag.ky.gov/scams, and put in either your cell phone number or your email. What you'll find is a couple times a week, you will get a text or an email about the newest scam that's out there preying on Kentuckians, and a link to more information if you want to follow it. What we found, Jack, is especially our seniors are being taken advantage of by scams every single day. Consumer Reports had a cover story last year where they stated that more than $3 billion have been stolen from seniors in the United States through scams alone. There are other estimates. If you kind of broaden that to elder financial abuse, it could be $37 billion. Jeez. So what we know is that there are people out there stealing money from our hardworking citizens or those that are now in retirement, and I want to do everything I can to protect them.
So tell us one more time what folks need to do.
You need to either take your cell phone and scam KYOAG space scam to GOV311 or 468-311, or you can go to my website, which is ag.ky.gov/scams, and put in either your cell phone or your cell phone number or your email, and you'll start getting those immediately. It's very easy if you get on for a while, if you want to get off, but we think this is going to be an absolutely transformational tool. In about 4 days, we signed up 900 people.
Wow.
Our goal is to have 8,000 by the end of the first year, but I think we can do a lot better than that.
Now, you have five just kind of tips for people. Maybe you could share those with us.
I'm happy to. Number one is never, ever talk about money or agree to transfer, or actually transfer money over the phone. When someone asks you for money over the phone or personal information, hang up. And after you hang up, call us at the Attorney General's office. We'll be happy to help you. Number two, register your phone number for Kentucky's Do Not Call list. Third is never pay up front. Legitimate business or government agencies will not threaten you for upfront payments. Number four, do not wire money or send reloadable credit gift cards to people you do not know. Right now, that is the number one way that people are actually getting and transferring the money in scams. It's gift cards at your local retailer where people will ask you to buy $5,000 or $10,000 of iTunes cards. Mm-hmm. Just on Friday, I was able to do something that's very rare when you do what I do. We were able to return $50,000 to a woman who was scammed through the IRS scam, and about half of that she bought through iTunes cards. Mm. Now, that may sound, when you haven't been threatened, a little silly and that you might recognize, but these people scare you when they start on these calls. And by the time you get to the payment method, you're so worried about going to jail that you don't quite process that. But understand that no one should be asking you to pay in gift cards. And then the last one is just slow down. These phone calls, these emails, they'll try to get you to do something immediately. That day, right then, to call them back, just slow down. And if you'll give yourself that time, for the adrenaline to come down, more often than not, you'll realize that these things are scams. But that's what the Attorney General's office is here for. We're here to help your listeners, whether they're getting a call they don't know about or they've actually been scammed. So call us. Our number is 888-432-9257. My job is to help Kentuckians, and we're trying to do that every day.
Let me ask you this. Has the IRS scam slowed down at all?
Well, it never really does. Now, it picks up more right before that April deadline, but it goes all year round. Mm-hmm. What people will start hearing now is that they didn't pay enough or that it wasn't processed. People should know that the IRS never contacts you over the phone. If someone calls and says they're the IRS, hang up on them. You know, the IRS will notify you in writing, and or they can call us, and we will track that down to tell you if that is a real or a scam call.
Larry, you have any questions for General Beshear?
Not really, Jack. Actually, I was rebooting when I missed part of it, so I'm afraid if I asked a question, it might have already been covered.
Okay.
I was rebooting my equipment. Sorry about that.
Here's Jack, a question that I'm
If I can, I do want to thank Kroger and AARP. You mentioned them when you came on, but these are two organizations that care about seniors, and without them, this wouldn't have been possible. They've already reached so many people, and together, these organizations, along with Louisville and Lexington, the cities, the mayors, the FBI, county sheriffs, and so many other partners, we're going to reach and we're going to protect a lot of people.
Okay, got to ask you this, Andy, because it's the main thing that the talk shows have been talking about besides the presidential election, and that is this bathroom controversy. And Target is allowing folks to use either bathroom, et cetera. What? Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, Jack, as this proceeds, I may be called upon to provide a legal opinion. I am still waiting on both the federal and the state entities to flesh out what they're talking about and the legal grounds under it. I know that the federal government has put out some guidance. I have not seen finality on enforcement. On how and whether and what type of enforcement that they would propose. Similarly, on the state side, I saw the governor's comments, and I believe he said that they are looking at their options. And I think he said legal options, and I'm waiting to see what those are. This may come down to issues between state and federal law, and it may be my responsibility to opine on that. And so what I'm doing is I'm following it, and I'm listening. And if I'm called upon to make or give an opinion, I can tell you it will be based solely on the law, and it will be credible.
Right. Good. Good. All right. I know that suit that you filed against the governor, you were kind of ruled against in Franklin County. That goes to the Supreme Court. I'm assuming that it does, and I'm assuming because of that you can't comment on it.
Well, I can tell you where it is in the process.
Okay.
So the Franklin Circuit Court ruled for the governor at the trial court level. I believe that decision is incorrect. Thus, we are appealing it. We have to file a motion to get it directly to the Supreme Court. We're going to be doing that. In the past, these types of cases have gotten there. But I think this case is critical for a couple of reasons. You know, first, regardless of how hard it is, I'm going to continue to fight for Kentucky families. College has never been more unaffordable, and we are seeing college students and their families who are ultimately going to pay for these cuts in the form of higher tuition. There have been huge layoffs at universities, so they're going to have larger class sizes. There are going to be fewer programs. You know, EKU's cutting its journalism program, and it goes on and on. But the other issue in this is it's a basic separation of powers issue. You know, when I put my hand on the Bible and swore my oath of office, I swore to uphold Kentucky's Constitution. And I believe that a Supreme Court case after Supreme Court case agrees with me that only the legislature can decide how state funds shall be spent. That's why when the budget process is going on, everybody's watching, people are up here day in and day and night. The governor believes that the budget is an advisory document and only sets a ceiling, and that he and he alone gets to decide how much to spend on certain things. And that's just really dangerous. I mean, under that argument, you could defund public schools or the state police. So to me, this is a constitutional issue, and it's a liberty issue. I believe our Constitution prevents anybody from being all-powerful. And this argument makes one branch of government too powerful. Now, I say all that. Know that, to me, this isn't personal. This could be any governor claiming this power, and I believe, based on my oath and my duty, I would have an obligation to challenge it.
What's the status, if you can give it to us, on this investigation that the governor has filed against you and your dad? Is there anything that you can comment on that?
Well, first, there's been no investigation filed or suggested against me whatsoever. And I believe that while the governor referenced an issue where an employee of mine, who is obviously no longer here in his former job, broke the law, there is absolutely no allegations against the Attorney General's office. The U.S. Attorney and the FBI have stated over and over, including in sworn affidavits, that we're not involved in any wrongdoing at all. So your listeners can feel comfortable that their Attorney General's office is showing up every day focused on a core mission of preventing and prosecuting child abuse, of protecting our seniors from scams and abuse, of seeking justice for victims of rape, and for finding workable solutions to our drug epidemic. And there is no investigation involving this office whatsoever. Now, what the governor has said is he believes there may have been violations in the past administration as to certain ethics issues. My response to that was, well, that's great. There's an independent group in state government that is responsible for investigating those. It's called the Executive Branch Ethics Commission. But the governor is refusing to use that independent group and wants his personal appointee to do the investigation anyways. You know, in my office, I believe all investigations should be credible. None of them should be political, and the right groups that are tasked with that under statute should go about doing them. So that's been my only position on it. Let's do it the right way if we're going to do it, and let's make sure everybody's acting on the up and up. Current administration, last administration, everybody. That's what Kentuckians deserve.
General, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. We appreciate being on, and I love the AC/DC intro.
Good. Yeah.